Hey, C3, it is Thursday, and we're moving on through Hebrews. We're in chapter 9 today, and this is a really good chapter. I think you'll really enjoy chapter 9 here. He starts with talking about the tabernacle. We mentioned that a little bit yesterday. And for those of you maybe a little newer to the Bible, in essence, the tabernacle was a portable church, so to speak, for the Hebrew people to worship God and make sacrifices in. And it was set up with very specific, very strict specifications of how it was to be laid out. Now, chapter 9 doesn't give us all of those details, but he even says we can't even talk about this in detail right now. You'll see that in verse 5, but it gives a really good explanation, a very brief summary of what the tabernacle was used for and what the priests did, or the high priest in the tabernacle. Now, if you jump down to verse 11 and following, it goes back into talking about Jesus being the high priest. Remember what Hebrews is called, the book of better things? Listen to this. But then Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here. And he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, it is not part of this creation. So he's saying Jesus went to heaven, not part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, like they did in the Old Testament, right? But he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Now, that's very wordy. It makes me reminisce and think back to the readings in the gospel about when Jesus died on the cross, that the temple curtain was torn in two, the temple curtain being 2 or 3 inches thick, most experts would agree, and it went from ceiling to floor, not in the tabernacle, but in the permanent temple, right? The tabernacle was replaced by the temple later on in Jerusalem. And the curtain that separated the high priest who went into the Holy of Holies, the most important room to offer sacrifices on a yearly basis for the people, nobody could go back there except for the high priest. When that curtain was torn, when Jesus died, the moment Jesus died, the curtain was torn, thus showing that it doesn't take a priest to go to God, but Jesus made a way that we can go directly to God. We can go into the Holy of Holies and have direct relationship with Him. It explains this a little bit more starting in verse 24. It says, "For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one." So he's saying this isn't just that Jesus went into a copy of the tabernacle. It says he entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. So it's saying Jesus isn't like these other high priests. They had to do it again and again for forgiveness of sins. They had to take in the blood of other animals. But that's not what Jesus did. He didn't use the blood of other animals. Verse 26, "Otherwise Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." I got a question for you today. Are you waiting for Jesus? Do you live your life in anticipation of Christ's return, of the rapture, of Jesus coming and taking the believers away, or even living knowing that when you die, if that happens before the rapture, are you living in anticipation? Are you waiting on Jesus? I am, and I can't wait to meet him and can't even fathom what he has in store for those who put their trust in him. I would encourage you today to take all of the distractions of this world, all the problems you've had, all the problems you're experiencing now, all the stress of your life, everything that's going around the world, all of these things, and to lay them aside and just look heavenward for a little while today and anticipate what he has in store for you if you're a follower of Christ. Have a great day. Be back with you tomorrow.